Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be.
Welcome
can
back
be
to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yes, this is a good one, Dave.
Yes, I am.
Good
yes,
bumper
I
music. And, of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer, to get all the latest updates on the show. Anything you can do, I can do better.
I'm a girl.
That's good. I like that. I like anything you can do, I can do better. Joining us now to talk about the healthcare shortage in rural Kansas and a creative new solution that doesn't involve expanding Medicaid is Amy Seipel, president of the Kansas Advanced Practice Nurses Association. Amy, thank you for joining us this evening. How are you?
I am so blessed. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this.
Of course. My pleasure. Let's start with, I'm familiar with the bill because you've tried it before. You tried it when I was in the legislature. But let's start with, for my listeners who may not be familiar, let's start here. What are APRNs?
Great question. So APRNs are nurses who've gone back to school to get an advanced degree. So they're an advanced practice nurse. And I suspect many of your listeners have been treated by a nurse practitioner or a certified nurse midwife or a clinical nurse specialist or a certified registered nurse anesthetist. So the title advanced practice nurse or APRN includes these four roles. And the truth is, we know that we can help fill the healthcare shortage gap that you were addressing earlier. 83% of Kansas counties with a primary healthcare shortage, and 97% have a mental healthcare shortage. Unfortunately, the sad reality is there are outdated government regulations like collaborative practice agreements that just put barriers to access to care between us and the clients we serve.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of shocking when you think about it, because I know, and I think back on the last time I was at the doctor's office, you know, you're greeted by the nursing staff. They come into the office first. They perform the bulk of the whatever you're there for in most cases. Doctor comes in, asks you a few follow-up questions, you know, puts the thermometer in your ear or whatever, the tongue depressor, asks a few more follow-up questions, and leaves, and the nurse is the one who does 90% of the stuff, at least in my case. It just seems like you guys are taking on more and more of the duties, and I think that's because the doctor is trying to see as many patients as possible, which is why he's got one doctor and a crew of nurses working with him. So the reality here, it seems like this is a great way when you're looking and struggling to find doctors to work out in rural Kansas or even in metropolitan areas. I would think that this is a way that you could fix this shortage. How might this bill fix the shortage?
Right. And we work with great nurses. And like you talked about, so you live in an area where you have access and you're seeing a physician. You have the opportunity to see a physician. And there are a lot of places where there are no physicians in the entire county. And some of our clients choose to see an APRN, and we want them to be able to have that option. So there are more than 200 studies that show that APRNs provide safe and effective care, these advanced practice nurses. And so our education is very specialized into different areas to help us diagnose and prescribe and render the care that our clients need. So the bill that we're trying to get passed, and I know you were in the legislature and we were working on the bill then, would remove these outdated regulations that are essentially just a permission slip that gives us permission to render care. So in Kansas, in order for APRNs to render care to clients, we have to have a physician sign a permission slip called a collaborative practice agreement so that we can render care. And without this permission slip, we cannot see our patients. But now, the physician doesn't have to see the patient.
That's what I was going to ask. Does he see the patient? Is he in the room?
No, they don't need to review our charts. I actually worked for a practice in one time, which I never even met the physician who signed our collaborative practice agreement. We pay them. We typically have to pay a physician to do it. And sometimes the physicians live out of state. The challenge is what happens to all of those patients. So this is about access to care. So what happens to all of those clients if the physician who signed your collaborative practice agreement permission slip passes away or decides to quit practicing? You cannot see any patients again until somebody else signs your permission slip. And this is a reality. I could tell you of so many cases in which this has happened. Just last year, of just a well-known and loved psychiatrist passed away unexpectedly in the Wichita area. And she signed collaborative practice agreements for a lot of psychiatric nurse practitioners. Well, when she passed away, all of those psychiatric nurse practitioners had to cancel their appointments. They could not see their clients. They couldn't give prescriptions or anything.
Do they sign this on a, like, you know, okay, you and I'm coming to mm-hmm. see you. You fill yes. out the form. Do you fill that every time I see you, or is this an annual thing?
It's just annual.
So the doctor, you could see me 50 times. He yes. never knows what you're seeing me for. He doesn't review my charts. He doesn't know. So literally, you're just paying for the privilege of doing business.
Yes.
Okay. So essentially it is the same bill that I remember from a few years ago. That is so frustrating. You're not only are you paying, making sure that it's still the same bill, you still yes. have to be nationally certified. You have to carry malpractice yes. insurance. You have to be part of a healthcare stabilization fund. So you've got all those other requirements. And then on top of that, you have to pay some other guy just for the privilege of doing your job. I mean, it's basically what this is.
It's frustrating. Well, actually, I want to tell you our bill. So it's really important to us that we maintain high standards. And as Speaker Reichman talked about, we need to make sure that there is good oversight of
sure.
all providers of healthcare. So APRNs are regulated by the Kansas State Board of Nursing. But this bill even does more than that. So we put these things in there. So even though I don't know any APRNs who don't have malpractice insurance or are not nationally certified, we mandated this in our bill. So we also mandated that all APRNs have to be part of the healthcare stabilization fund, and we created a structured transition to practice for new APRN graduates of 4,000 hours. Now, that is actually double of what most states have. So we've got two neighboring states who have removed these permission slips, Colorado and Nebraska. Colorado only has 750 transition to practice hour, and Nebraska has 2,000. And what Kansas is talking about doing has been done in 23 other states, as well as the VA, the Department of Defense, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This is not a new or novel thing. The removal of this permission slip was also part of the executive order back in May so that we could take care of our COVID-19 patients during the pandemic. So APRNs provide safe and effective care. Underneath the Kansas State Board of Nursing, we have strong demonstration of this.
So, okay, it was removed when it was an emergency. The yes. Kansas Medical Society claims you're, quote unquote, practicing medicine without a license. You heard the comment earlier was about, you know, maybe you're practicing, you're, you know, conducting surgery. Obviously, you guys aren't going to be acting outside of your field because that would mm-hmm. expose you to all kinds of liability. It seems to me you're just trying to protect the doctors, for lack of a better term, or the KMS, is just trying to protect their monopoly. They're fine with APRNs practicing as long as you pay them for the privilege to do so. I mean, that's what it seems like to me, or am I wrong here?
Right. I agree. So I'm glad you brought that out. If we were practicing medicine without a license, why have they not sued APRNs who are working for the VA or the Department of Defense or in all those 23 states or, you know, these past 10 months when we've been taking care of COVID patients? So there is a crossover in scope of practice with other professions. So, for example, dentists and optometrists also diagnose and prescribe. Our education and certification requires that we pass national exams, that we have extra classes in diagnosing and prescribing advanced pharmacology to equip us to render this care. One of the most important things I really want to point out, though, is it is so important that APRNs continue to be regulated by the Kansas State Board of Nursing. This is the most crucial element. In every state where APRNs have independent practice without the permission slip, they are regulated by their state boards of nursing. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission weighed in on the risk of putting APRNs under the Board of Healing Arts because this is what KMS is wanting to do. And they said that it is inappropriate and it constitutes a restraint of trade. So we have several organizations I know your listeners are familiar with, Americans for Prosperity, yep. AARP, Cato, Heritage Foundation, Chamber of Commerce, the Federal Trade Commission, American Enterprise Institute. They all stand with us, stand with this bill, and stand with keeping APRNs underneath the Board of Nursing alone. So I know your listeners know these organizations and they would vet this well. They understand this issue. And I just encourage your listeners to reach out, please, to Speaker Reichman, also to just their legislators, and encourage them to stand with us and keep us under the Board of Nursing.
I was going to ask that. You've been trying to get this bill passed, like I said, for years. What yes. happened to the bill this session? Where does it stand today? What can my listeners do to help? Do they obviously call their representatives? Do they need to call Chairman Landwehr? I mean, what can they do to help?
Yes, thank you. So we felt really good going into the session. So we had strong support in both committees. But this was the first time we'd introduced our bill into the Senate. And so the committee members just didn't feel they had time to really peruse all the evidence in only 2 weeks. It's just been a short session, and we understand that. They want to spend more time with us, helping us to help them fully understand what we do and the barriers we experience due to government overregulation. And I do want to point out, too, this bill does not change our scope of practice at all.
Right.
We
well,
will
that
continue
makes sense.
To do the same thing we've always done, just without a permission slip. House members are very familiar with our bill. We have been working with the House trying to remove these outdated red tape, as you know, for over a decade. In fact, our bill was actually passed out of committee and onto the floor in 2019, and it looked like we had the votes to pass it, but it was gutted and Medicaid expansion was inserted. Now, this year, before the session started, we met with the chairwoman of Health and Human Services, and she said she wanted us to meet with KMS before the legislative session. So we did, and we tried to find a compromise, but we just couldn't. They wanted more regulation, of course, of us, and they were not interested in letting that go. She promised us that she would grant a hearing and a vote, and we really held that in good faith. So we were able to testify on behalf of the bill, and I think the testimonies went well. And we thought originally she said she might work the bill the next day, but that didn't happen, and she said she would work it the next week and she would allow a vote, but then she changed her mind. So our bill actually never got a vote. We are still hopeful, you know, with this last week of session, you know, so we're just appealing to Speaker Reichman to just allow our bill to come to the floor to let a vote occur, because I know the House members want to debate this. They're ready to vote on it. So we just would ask people to appeal to Chairwoman Landwehr, as well as Speaker Reichman, and also reach out to your representatives. Contact all these organizations that you trust, Americans for Prosperity, the Chamber of Commerce, Cato, Heritage Foundation, AARP, and they will tell you the details about our bill. If you want to know more, talk to us too. We're happy to detail it for you.
Well, I appreciate you, Amy, for I mean, it just seems like it always has to me, seemed like such a logical, easy step. Obviously it is, because this requirement was suspended for COVID. So it's clearly, this is really just a matter of one entity, one class of professional trying to protect their little niche. And clearly they're making enough campaign contributions to people in order to suppress the bill. But reach out to your representatives. I encourage my listeners to do that. You know, call Chairwoman Landwehr, call Dan Hawkins, call, you know, Ryan Reichman and their state reps, and let them know they want to see the bill. Amy, thank you for joining us. If folks want more information, I found your website. They can visit amysiple.com, correct?
Sure, they could, yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again, Amy. Best of luck with the bill. Hopefully this is the week. Hopefully this is the year for you. I wish you the best of luck.
We really appreciate the opportunity to just talk to people about our bill. Thank you so much. We want to improve access to care.
You're very welcome. Thank you. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.